welcome everyone to another edition of the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Usher with the Center for Church Music. We're singing a great hymn today, a delightful hymn of encouragement and strength. Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Charles Wesley, the author of our hymn, wrote more than 6,500 hymns on just about every conceivable topic of Christian experience and doctrine. But of all of his hymns, this has to be one of the most joyful and exhilarating. It encourages Christians to be filled with joy, to rejoice. In this short hymn, there are six stanzas in all, Wesley references rejoicing 12 different times. So pick up your heart, perhaps a heart that's been broken. Lift your voice and sing this great hymn.
Jesus the Savior reigns, the God of truth and love. When He that purged our sins, He took His seat above. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again.
Charles Wesley exhorts Christians to rejoice, not just because life seems to work better when spirits are lifted. No, Wesley's reckoning is based upon two powerful passages of Scripture. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice, and Hebrews 1:3b, when He, by Himself, purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Christians can rejoice because Christ has conquered the world, the flesh, and the devil. Death could not hold Him, and He is now seated at the right hand of the Majesty, the Father. And someday, He will return to reign in righteousness. The Christian's response? Worship, praise, joy. As you sing this hymn, let it lift you to the heights of heaven in your worship of your Lord and your King. We want to remind you that you can have a free parchment copy of all the hymns for this month. Just let us know at the website, songsandhymns.org, or call us toll-free, 800-587-5780. And if you don't already have your copy of our latest CD, Great Hymns of the Faith, Volume 2, be sure to ask for that as well, and may God bless you greatly this week.